Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to another, of course, episode here with Entranced with Bambi here on the Bambi Nicole. Exciting news, of course, this show has hit almost 2,000 listens in a matter of not even 3 months. Because I believe that we really started airing some of these episodes in February, so it's now the end of May, and we're hitting almost 2,000 views. And I know that some people out there with very successful radio shows and the hundreds of thousands and the millions, you know, that's not a big deal. But to me, just to kind of start something out, it's a really big deal. So thank you all, of course, for all that you do, for listening, just for being you. So I just really, really, really want to reiterate on that before we kind of go into my advice with changes episode that I'm going to go into for you all. Advice with changes. Now, understand that any kind of changes or change is going to begin in your mind first. You really have to know something to be true for you to be successful with it, meaning that you can take all the steps in the world that you want to accomplish your goal, but if you don't know it to be true, it's really not going to be true. You're really going to be wasting your time. So each day that no matter what you're deciding to do, if you're going to school, if you deciding to transition like I have, you know, if you want to become an actress, like what I'm doing now, you know, a lot of acting work, you have to know that those changes in your life are true and that it's going to manifest and become a reality for you. So that's number one. The thing that I want to get into is study the techniques of whatever it is that you want to do. Of course, we all know that I have kind of been there and done it. What really, truly made me kind of successful at, you know, my journey and my transition personally, I truly began to study the techniques. Like, I would sit around for hours, and I'm talking hours, for days on end. Like, I was in school, and I would study makeup techniques. I would study how to curl your hair. I would study how to apply a wig. I would study the proper way to put on a bra. I would study the proper way to walk. Everything is about technique as well. So really, when you're learning techniques, no matter what kind of change that you're going through or that you're doing, you want to study the proper techniques. Like if you have a pretty husky voice or if you have a very feminine voice and you want it to sound more masculine, you have got to study the voice techniques to change your voice. It's like studying in first grade through 12th grade, all the way back in school. And if you're deciding to go through the same transition and changes that I have endured, you remember that you're starting off at 12 years old, mentally and emotionally and physically. You are certainly not going to get to the grown adult results in the snap of a finger. You've got to be patient. Another thing is if you are definitely this is what you're going to do, and in your mind is completely in tune with it, remember to study your makeup techniques. There is nothing I can tell somebody just by looking at their face if they have studied the proper makeup techniques or if they have a long way to go. And I can tell that within 2 seconds of studying someone's face. Again, techniques. Hormones, if you're deciding that you have got to transition and this is what you're going to do, please, 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 please stop harping on hormones, because I'm going to tell you that by the time that your results hit you, the hormone talk is going to be totally old. You're not going to want to talk about it anymore. It's going to be as exciting to you as somebody talking about taking heart medication. And I see a lot of people that are really, really excited, and I remember those days myself personally, you know, many moons ago when I was first excited. But posting about changes every month is not, it's going to take several years. This is an investment into several years into a process. So several months into a process, you're really not going to see the changes. I can look at girls that have been whatever in transition for a little while, and to me, I don't see really any physical changes with them, because physical changes with that is going to take some time. You are going to go through puberty all over again. And I understand that we all are in a hurry and we want to, you know, feel this way and we want to look this way and we want to be this way. When you finally look that way, it's not going to make your life magical. It's not going to make your life easier. What it's going to do is you're going to be in tune and in balance with how you feel. But I have a real problem with people that think, oh, when they have breasts, it's going to make them happy. It is certainly not going to make you happy. Trust me. This is coming from a girl that has been there, that has transitioned, that has done it, that is telling her story. And I'm telling you, through my personal transition, transition brought me balance. It made me more comfortable in my own skin, but it did not make me any happier. It's not going to fix anything inside you that you have. No amount of surgery, no amount of hormones, and no amount of changing is ever going to fix anything that is a problem internally with you. If you don't feel like a woman, hormones and surgery and all this changing and all this crossing over is not going to make you feel any more of a woman. I promise you, because the changes have to start off in your mind. Another thing, gentlemen that are certainly, you know, the female to males, I advise you getting on your testosterone and trying to certainly grow your hair out. And girls, please, 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 please get rid of the hair. Hair removal, hair removal, hair removal, hair removal, hair removal. I'm not going to spend too much time on this. One day I will do an episode as to how I got rid of mine, and I probably will post a YouTube video, but hair removal is crucial. Nobody wants to see a beautiful face with a 5 o'clock shadow through their makeup. You've got to get rid of that hair. And I know it's a pain, and you are going to invest your time into it. It is a lengthy process to get rid of it, and it's a pretty painful process because I used the single needle technique with electrolysis, and it took some time, and it was pretty painful. But, again, if you're deciding that this is what you're going to do, you're going to spend a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and a lot of all that you have into it, truly. The details is what matters, any kind of changing. You want to really pay attention to the small details. Maybe the small details that you don't find important are going to be very, very important in the big picture of it all. I know ever since my changes, I've gotten like completely OCD with my toenails, my fingernails, my eyebrows, my eyelashes, like my lip care, my skin care, everything. I'm the kind of girl that likes to go to the spa every single week and make sure that her feet are done. Make sure that my acrylic nails are beautiful. Make sure that my eyebrows are waxed. And if I really am in a very lazy mood for the week, I will certainly get my eyelash extensions on because I don't really feel like applying a lot of mascara. And that takes a lot of time out in my routine, so I'll even get my eyelashes done. You know, get your arms waxed if you're growing hair. So it's paying attention to all the small details. Make sure that your teeth are really white. The small details that you make beautiful will make a gorgeous picture. Everybody that we look at and we go, oh, my gosh, like, she's so beautiful. She's so gorgeous. If you pay attention to her or even him, this is not one way or the other. Again, because my audience is so incredibly diverse, you will notice that very, very attractive people pay very, very detailed attention to the smallest of details. There is a secret for you. Pay attention to the smallest of details. I really swear by taking really, really good care of my teeth, and my teeth look like they've been bleached with coconut oil pulling every single day. I switch around pure coconut oil in my mouth. And I have done this on video, so make sure that you're checking my YouTube channel out because I give a lot of advice on there, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. Mannerisms. I've really got to get into the mannerism part of this. Ladies who are becoming guys, study guys with their manners. Guys becoming girls, study the girls with their manners. Really. And this can go for any kind of job that you want to do. If you want to be a teacher, study the manners of teachers. If you want to be a doctor, study the manners of doctors. If you want to be a lawyer, study the manners of lawyers. If you want to be like me and become an actress, study the manners of actresses. Manners are very, very crucial because you can be absolutely stunning and a vision and your manners be jacked up. And that will completely give you away. Remember to focus on the smallest of details, get your techniques together, and definitely, definitely, definitely study the manners, the mannerisms, the walk, how they talk. But don't follow everyone else. Incorporate yourself into your own into the manners. So study the manners of whatever it is that you want to do and absolutely incorporate your personality into it. Because manners is one thing, again, that will completely make you successful or completely not. There's nothing worse to me or more unattractive than when I see someone that's very beautiful and with full of potential and their stature is terrible. Like they don't have their arms raised right. Their back is kind of like really, really crooked. Their walk is jacked the hell up. It's a hot mess. Like, get your manners together because your manners is just as important as the way that you want to present yourself visually. Finally, with this advice for changes, dress for success. Dress for what it is that you desire to do. If you desire to present yourself in a certain way for a certain job, for a certain career, for a certain lifestyle, for a certain partner, dress that way. When you dress that way, you and others will see yourself that way. And when you are able to see yourself that way, it will manifest as your reality. When you know it to be your reality and you know it to be true, it will materialize and it will become a truth for you. So if you want to become a woman or a man, study your typical attractive ideal of a man or of a woman or of a gender neutral. This is not any which way. Make sure that you study like how they piece things together. Personally, when I go out, I can go out in a very casual shirt, very casual jeans, and have a very nice, stylish pair of sandals on with my feet done, and I can dress up my outfit with like a nice necklace and nice earrings, and the accessories will absolutely make the outfit stand out, where if I didn't add the accessories or the little bit of jewelry, it would make the outfit extremely plain. I could look almost even tomboyish. You can dress up anything that you do. It's just it's going back to what I told you earlier, paying attention to the smallest of details. So I find myself do that a lot. So pay attention to the smallest of details with how you want to dress and how you want to present yourself. That is what's going to make you successful. As we kind of get down to the last minute of our show, of course, as you all know, I could sit here and absolutely talk to you all forever and forever and forever. Don't forget to make sure that you're commenting, liking, sharing, and subscribing here on Blog Talk and also on my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/Bambi Show. And also make sure that you are looking out for the up-and-coming Bambi Chronicles. Bambi Chronicles is going to be a lot different than the Bambi Nicole Show because the Bambi Chronicles, I'm actually working with managers and they are absolutely managing this project for me. So it's going to be a lot more of a professional approach to the Bambi Chronicles than what you kind of see on the Bambi Nicole Show where I'm just being casually myself. Anyway, thank you all for tuning in to another successful Blog Talk radio show with me here on Advice with Changes. Make sure that you keep on sending your love, sending your feedback, listening in, because you are the reason that I'm doing everything that I do for you all. Thanks so much for another successful episode. I love you all. Can't wait to see you all, hear you all, and hear exactly what you have to say.